Will Rogers used to talk about a druggist who was asked if he ever took time off to have a good time. The druggist said no, he didn't, but that he sold a lot of headache medicine to those who did. I'm Landon Saunders, and this is Heartbeat. I guess the plain truth is that the most bored, unhappy, maladjusted people in the world are those who make a pursuit of happiness on the level of the senses and go bulldozing their way through life saying, I have a right to be happy. I have a right to live my own life. But you know, happiness isn't haphazard. It just doesn't drop out of the sky and come by accident. From top to bottom, the tree of our life bears fruits that are related to the roots of our life. The consequences are traceable to the causes. And people who think happiness is accidental, that it drops out of the sky like rain, forget that even rain isn't accidental. And so we are asking, what are the basic laws of happiness, and how do we learn them? I suppose the clearest law upon which there's fundamental agreement is that this inner music of the soul, which we've named happiness, is essentially and inevitably a byproduct of a life that has meaning. Now think about that. Happiness is a byproduct of a meaningful, fulfilled life. And so remember, don't get caught up in the pursuit of happiness. To pursue it, to try to sneak up on it and pounce on it, to go directly after it, it's the surest way not to find it. People who make a mission of it miss it, and people who talk loudly about the right to be happy seldom are. Again, happiness is a byproduct. It's a serendipity, that is, an agreeable thing that wasn't sought for, something added in the pursuit of something else. The pursuit of something else. What else is there? I mean, we spent $50 billion last year on things to do and places to go and stuff to swallow, but still, we weren't happy. Something's missing in most of our lives. Maybe our lives are missing the big dimension. Thomas Carlyle said that the source of man's unhappiness lies in his potential greatness, the big dimension of his nature. Our big dimension that food and drink and recreation really can never satisfy. Have you taken into account the big dimension of your own soul? If you haven't, then you're not really whole. And if you're not whole, you're not happy. Because happiness is wholeness. When we forget the big dimension of our nature and concentrate on a fragment trying to satisfy one part of us at the expense of the rest of us, we end up with none of it, and certainly not happiness. Happiness is the fulfillment of the total self. I'm Landon Saunders. Now, if you're living with a fragment and know it, now notice that I said, if you're living with a fragment and know it, wouldn't you like to find the big dimension, something worthy of your whole life, something to which you could give your whole heart and soul and mind and strength, something that would unify all the activities of your life into a harmonious symphony of fulfilled living? If you can hear, you can find that. Can you hear? This is Heartbeat.